forward to him, because every time he has spoken, it's very encouraging, very rich stuff. He has a strong prophetic gift, but just a real lover of Jesus. And so you're going to be greatly encouraged tonight. Will you welcome Bill Hernandez?
You're ready to go? Oh, okay. If you're not, I'll tell a joke. Okay. Oh. All right. So it has been a while, and I've been looking forward to this. I've been feeling energized all day today and yesterday, so that's great. So a couple of announcements, though. The first one is the Holy Spirit is really going to fall really hard. It's already begun. The second announcement is there's going to be some deliverance today. There's going to be some deliverances. Some stuff's going to fall off. Scales are going to fall off. And you know, Lazarus, you know, he was wound in this shroud. The shrouds are going to fall off of you as you come out of your tomb. Yes. It's going to be awesome. So on the 30th, we're going to have extended worship. And we're going to have the prophetic teams. And so I want to encourage the prophetic team members to sign up. I have a sign-up sheet out there for you. That's only for the prophetic teams, not for prophetic appointment. And if you put your name on there for an appointment, I won't put you first on the list. But anyway, so for this evening after the ministry time, I would like for the people that are on the prophetic teams, if you could come on up and help minister and give a prophetic word to people. And also, if you were in the Kingdom Training class, this is your time to shine. Okay, all right. Let me see if there's any other announcements. Let's see. Any other announcements? No, there's no other announcements. All right. So this particular sermon is that I'm titling it Finding the Gift. Yeah. And I'm going to go through this as a 35 and a half point sermon. I'll be rambling. And you'll get it. Parts of it. Maybe all of it. All right. In James 1, wait, first of all, I've got to do something here. The Lord just told me to do something. Okay, I'm going to pray. Assume the position. Like this. Okay, there you go. You have to close your eyes. Seriously. Holy Spirit is moving right now. If you've ever seen the tule fog in Central California, you see how it kind of hovers in the air. That's how the Holy Spirit is hovering and moving and just moving through you right now. You're being fumigated with the presence of God. The incense from the throne room is just flowing. Whoa! More. Thank you, Lord. More. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's neutralizing demonic activity right now. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. He's preparing the soil for the seed right now. He's softening. He's watering. He's fertilizing right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just released the dreamers. I blessed the dreamers for awesome things. I bless you. Thank you, Lord. More. Whoa. You know, there's like a huge release of God's Spirit over there. More. More. Yeah. Whoa. It's just like opening the valve more. It's not over. You're getting yours. You're gonna get yours over here. Thank you, Jesus. Here comes another wave. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. It's like really powerful over there, you know? There's like this. There's like a huge angel over there. Yeah. Later on, when you get an opportunity, you get an opportunity, is to go over there in that area and just stand there. There's like an angel, ministering angel. They're also kind of sense one over here. Right there in that area. Thank you, Lord. There's some over there. I feel like that the angel is saying that he's here to declare freedom, the day of freedom. Yes, yeah. And I could just see like that angel just threw this sword, and there's a sword, and it's just spinning around, and it's cutting It's cutting off oppression right now. It's going around and around. It's going around and around. The spinning sword of the Lord, the sword of truth, to bring down the enemy, to bring down the lies, so that you are no longer the puppet of the enemy or of the world. Yes. Wow. That was the preamble to the message. Are we going to get through it? Wow, thank you, Lord. I'm fine, thanks. Oh, there's lots of water. Oh, sure, I'll take one. Oh, thank you. Oh, boy. All right. I felt like the Lord just kind of had to just prepare the ground. It just really felt like that there was some real... There's some opposing forces. And someone else also came up to me earlier and they said the same thing. They confirmed it, that there was some kind of an attack of some sort. So I said, okay, well, we're just, you know, we'll do away with that. Yeah. All right, finding the gift. Finding the gift. I'm going to read from James 1. It says, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And I feel like the Lord is in the business of improving us. And I think that that's what this scripture is about. It's about God's improvement plan for our lives. And He wants to make us complete so that we can become more like Him, so that we can embody more of Jesus, so that Jesus can dwell in us and through us. So He can dwell in us deeply, so we become God incarnate to one another and to the world. In John 15, it says that the Lord will prune us so that we would bear more fruit. So this is an absolute guarantee. So why are you surprised when you enter into various trials and difficulties or crisis or whatever it is, whatever upsets they might be? We are guaranteed to be pruned. And sometimes that's not easy to take. And the Lord is squeezing us. What happens when you squeeze a grape? You get some wine. And you also get some wine. I usually whine a lot before I give a little wine. Trials and difficulties, whatever they are a transition, and it's a journey. It's actually an advent to some awesome things, really. So we're transitioning. It's a journey. When you see somebody that's going through difficult circumstances, they are going through an awesome transition. They're being gifted. That's what's happening. And they're going in labor. It's like being in labor. And what's happening is, if you're going through some difficult situations, what's happening is that you're birthing gifts that belong to you. Wonderful, beautiful things that you cannot believe. And in the end, you're going to be complete and perfect and shiny. Shiny and smooth. Yeah. He's taking the wrinkles out. That's what he's doing. He's making you young again. He's renewing you. That's what's happening in the midst of the trial. And it's temporary in his time. When I thought about that, when I thought about how temporary it is, that the crisis that you're going through is temporary. And I was thinking, I've been going through a crisis, let me see, since 1990. And it's actually increased since 2002. Seriously. But it's temporary. Right? It's finite. There is an end to it. Maybe not in this lifetime. But that's true. But more often than not, it's going to end sooner than later. But it will come to an end. Okay. So, no, seriously, we all go through waves of trials and temptations, and then we go through the mountaintops when everything feels really charmed. I kind of felt like, you know, things were pretty charming for a while, up until 2002 in my life. Things seemed to be going relatively okay. And then all of a sudden things began to get tarnished because there were deaths in my family and tragedies, terrible tragedies up until last year. And so it's sort of like the shine kind of disappeared. And that's what happens when heavy times come, and we all want the shine to come back. We all want the charm to come back, the joy, the excitement and the peace, and it will, and it does. So we have our seasons. We have our days of justice where the enemy has taken away. The Lord will return back again and again and again. It does say that he's going to prune. The Lord says he will prune, and then we're going to bear more fruit. So in whatever way we've lost, in whatever way we have experienced a crisis, we're going to get way more back than what we lost. That's the promise. Bear a lot of fruit. Fruit to overflowing. I've seen rose bushes, you know what happens with those. You trim them in the winter, and then you might be this high, and then you trim them down, and they're like a stump that's about this high. And you say, my God, that thing is dead. We've killed it. And then again, when spring comes around, it's this high again. I remember Paula Gano over there. She has this tree in her atrium. And it got really kind of bushy, and so the guys came and they whacked it down to about this high, to just little sticks. And I was thinking, that thing is dead. I said, Paula, you have killed this innocent bush. It was innocent. It was happy. And that thing was whacked. And so now it's all beautiful and green. It all came back just like they said it would. And that's us. We get chopped down to the ground. And we have our winter. And we don't look very good. And we don't have any more blossoms. And then all of a sudden, when spring comes around, we have blossoms again. And so you are going to blossom again. And you're going to smell awesome. You're going to have a beautiful life again. It's coming. It's right there, right around the corner for each of you. And you don't have to be going through a crisis. It doesn't have to be like something horrible. But let's say some of you, you've exited high school, and now you're going to go to college. Now what? You're exiting college, and now what are you going to do with your life? That's a crisis. That's big. What's going to happen to you now? You're in transition. You're birthing something. You're going to give birth to a beautiful baby. In Romans 5, it says that trials and tribulations, they lead to character growth. And so I'm thinking, I don't want character. I want money. When I was a little kid, and this has probably happened to you, we would get presents for Christmas. And so I remember my mom, she asked me, she said, how many presents did you get? And I said, I got 7. She goes, 7? I thought I counted 9. And I said, well, the socks, they don't count. And the Vaseline with the comb doesn't count from Grandma. Those aren't real presents. Later on, as an adult, when I got socks and Vaseline and comb, I go, all right. But the character that we get is just pretty awesome that's coming to you. I'm going to talk about it a little bit. When we're going through this character growth and going through the changes, whatever they might be, if God is taking things away, if you're losing loved ones, you lose your job, you're transitioning from one place to another, you lose your home. Something goes awry. You're going to be experiencing, grief. You're going to be experiencing disappointment, depression, frustration, all of these things. You're going to be going through those things. And I want to acknowledge that. Why wouldn't you? When you lose something, it hurts, it pinches. When you lose something, it is painful. Why wouldn't you grieve? Right? But part of life is that there's sunshine and there's clouds. There's that song that says, along with the sunshine, there's got to be a little rain sometime. I beg your pardon. Right? And there really is a time. There is a time in our lives, a season. It's like in Ecclesiastes, a time to mourn. Time to weep, a time to rejoice. There's a time to regather, regroup. And that's what happens. When you go through a transition, what's happening is you're regathering and regrouping. And psychologically, basically, it's called renegotiating. You're renegotiating with your reality, and you're adjusting how you see the world in a whole new way. But during that time that's happening, you're getting upset. There is an emotional, there is something that you're going through. And some people, they just kind of freeze up. And other people just kind of cry a lot. I think the guys are the ones that freeze up. And anyway, I just kind of cried a lot. Anyway, and it's during this time, this transition, is that we've got to learn to accept what we can't change. We start to learn that there are some things that we just cannot change at all. And some people get stuck in the past. They want to just stay there, and they say, no, I want the charm back. I want the joy and the rejoicing. I want it to be just the way it was. I don't want to accept that things have changed. I don't know if some of you have read the book, The Great Expectations, and there's this woman, her name is Mrs. Havisham, and she's was going to get married, and then the bridegroom doesn't show up on the wedding day, so she breaks the clock, and she stays in her wedding dress, and there's the reception, and it's there, and there's rats crawling all over it, and 30 years later, she refused to move on. She got stuck in time. And the Lord wants to unstick us in time. He wants to unstick us. And He wants us to move on, get rid of that tired old thing. You know, I design websites. So I tell people, in my ad, I say, redesign and get rid of that tired old thing. So I get a lot of phone calls for redesigns. So you're being redesigned, and He's getting rid of that tired old thing. And He's unsticking you. And I would encourage you to get unstuck if you're stuck, to accept and to move on. You may not be able to change what you've lost. You know, when I've shared with some of the people here about my mom, who had a stroke last year, and she's exactly the same as the day that she had her stroke. I'm the one that changed. I went through a lot of changes. I wanted to change. I was motivated. I said, I don't want to be unhappy. I'm going to move on. I can't change the situation. I'll make the best of it and move on. Some people, they get so stuck in the past, it turns into a psychosis. It turns into mental illness. People actually become mentally ill because they're stuck, because they don't want to transition. They don't want to let go. God's plan is for you to move on. When you're in the middle of it all, you can say, well, okay, so the perspective is, if I'm going through whatever and I've lost all this stuff, okay, so God's doing something very special, and he's showing me some new things, and he's making me into a new person and whatever. And so we can be logical that way. But, you know, for me, you know, when I've lost my brothers, several handful of brothers, stuff like that, I couldn't really be logical about it. That's nice. I said, you can put that in a Hallmark card and mail it to somebody. But, you know, right now, I'm not happy. Words do not console as much as action. So if you know somebody that's going through transition and they're birthing a new them, a new you, they're birthing a new self, with God's help and the Holy Spirit brooding over them, pray for them. And don't try to reason away emotional pain. Sometimes we try to reason away. But you're seated in heavenly places. You need to be happy. You know, that's true. But no one's going to be happy no matter how much you try to talk them into it. You can lead a horse to water. You've heard that one before, but you can't make them drink. And they're not going to drink until they're good and darn ready. So just be kind. Why? Because the Lord is kind with you when you're going through your thing. He says, love one another just as I have loved you. That scripture is like woven into that scripture in John 15 where it talks about pruning. Sometimes, you know, I was just talking to Russ the other day. I was talking to him about this message, and I said, you know, Russ, I think sometimes people are such in a hurry to get over other people's grief before the other person has gotten over their grief. Do you know what I mean? It's like, what? It's 6 months and of prayer and encouragement, and you're still miserable? But you need to move on. I mean, it's like, I'm done with your grief. Let's cheer up. But every single one of us is really, really different. We all have our own timing, and we're all extremely unique. We're every single one. Beautiful facet. A jewel in God's hand. Everyone's different. Everyone has a little bit of different timing. The goal, we're all going to reach the same goal. We're going to be perfected, every single one of us. Maybe it'll take you a little bit longer, take you not as long, and maybe you like maybe halfway in between. And do you understand? We're supposed to grieve with those that grieve and rejoice with them that rejoice. It says if one part of the body hurts, the rest of it hurts, right? So it's no surprise. If somebody's going through it, we stand with them. One of the things I like to tell people, you know, it is kind of awkward, you know. You know, loss and suffering and crisis is awkward and draining, you know. When I see somebody going through something over and over again, it can be exhausting and draining or sometimes awkward. Some of the things that you can do, if it's awkward and draining to you, is you can at least pray. You can say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Repeat after me. Lord, have mercy. Yes. That took, what, less than a second? So I've told people, I said, hey, you know, I'm going through my own crisis with my family, and it's just not going away. I'm not going to make any excuses. I can't take a happy pill. And I'm not going to inform my face and make it smile. I'm going to be serious because it's a serious issue. You know. So I just tell people, I said, you know, just remember me in prayer. Just remember me, you know. If you're going through the day and you remember my face, you see my face float by, you know, as you take an inventory of all the people that you know and love and admire, and you see my face float by, you say, Lord, have mercy on Bill. You know? Yes. Because we don't know what God's doing in other people's lives. Not really. I mean, we could sit there for, you know, 2 weeks and contemplate our navel over somebody and try to discern what they need in prayer and on and on and on and on and on. And maybe we may not get the full story, but the Lord knows the full story. So all I can do is say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Got it? It does become easier, becomes less awkward to be with people that are going through crisis when you've been through crisis yourself. I don't know if some of you have read Henry Nouwen, The Wounded Healer. He talks about that. In James 12, let's see, what does James 12 say? Truly, truly, James 12, 24, unless I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. John 12, what did I say? James. Oh. Well, that was James's, that's his nickname. Anyway, his name was John James. It was in Billy Bob, Jimmy Joe. Trials are a shakedown. So when you die, you know, I just planted some pepper seeds. You know, the extremely hot pepper from India. It's like you look at it and your tongue is on fire just by looking at the pepper. A photo of the pepper. That's how hot they are. And I said, all right. So I'm growing them, right? So I planted like the little seed, and then it grew up. The little leaves came up, and the little husk comes up with it and falls off. And there's this new baby little, these little baby plants growing up. But the little husk has fallen away. And that's what it is. It's like the Lord is getting rid of our husk. It's a shakedown. Strips away everything that we don't need. And then new things emerge. You know what a shakedown cruise is? It's like years ago when I was used to be a wild animal on a motorcycle. What you do is, if you're going to go on a long trip, you put all this stuff, you pack your motorcycle with all this stuff, then you go out for an hour through the dirt, whatever, and things fall off. That's the shakedown cruise. And you know, oh, I better tie that salami. I better tie the beer bottle a little bit tighter. Something, you know what I mean? So that's kind of the shakedown cruise. And so the Lord has taken us through the boom, 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 boom. You know, we're going through the potholes of life, and things are falling off. Things are, whoa, you know. Everything's going. My worship is going. My creativity, there it goes, out the door. There goes my hospitality. I used to love to hang out with the folks. Well, goodbye. What's happened to me? What's happening? Death of dreams and talents, relationships. But it's okay. When you're going through your thing, you can put things on hold. It's all right. Put them on the shelf, and later on you can take them off the shelf and dust them off. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's gone. So a lot of you have dreams that you feel have been destroyed and forgotten because of what you're going through, all the different changes and the transitions and whatever. And I'm telling you, just don't throw it away. You're going to come back to them in a new way. You're going to sing a new song. Paint a new picture. Have more friends. Be able to interact with them in a different way. In a more mature way, maybe. And we will rise again. You know, Jesus died and he rose. Again and again and again. That's our lives. We're going to die and we're going to rise. We're going to die and then we're going to rise. Die and then rise. Disco. Yeah. Die, rise. Die, rise. Die. And that's our life. Dying and rising. Reminds me of that song. First I was afraid, I was petrified. So always expect the best. We will survive for sure. In Romans 8, 27 or 28. It says, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So there's no loss. Even though you've lost, there isn't any loss. Not really. You're going to get something in return. You're going to get something huge, something amazing, and something beautiful, and something wonderful. So this is a learning opportunity for you. This is the time for you to learn. One of the things that I did when I started learning about trials, you know, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and he will give generously. So when I'm going through the trials, what I started doing, I said, Lord, what are you trying to teach me? What are you trying to teach me? I want to learn. What is it? You know, that's easy to do if you're not like completely miserable with grief. You know, if you're completely miserable with grief, hang in there. God's holding you. But when you start getting over the hump and you start getting through it, you can start looking at it. This is a learning opportunity. Lord, what are you trying to teach me? This is an enhancement time. It's a time when we learn to choose the right stuff in difficult circumstances. I can hit the marijuana, or I can read the word. Seriously, we can go out and see prostitutes. Or we can have a great prayer relationship with somebody. Right? You can choose terrible things to try to remedy what you're going through. So this is a time to learn self-control. Anna Smiley, who used to be Anna Souza. I don't know if she's not here. But she said, don't get bitter, get glitter. That's what she said. And it's during this time that we can also choose to stay connected versus going into withdrawal. You can withdraw during this time. It's easy to withdraw. You can choose to praise and thank him. Because Father knows best. You can choose to do that. This is the time you start making those choices, because they're going to stay with you. You're going, that the choosing of the right thing, person, that's what you'll become. The chooser of good stuff. That will be your crown. You can choose to abide in him even if you don't understand, or even if you don't feel like it. Mm-hmm. Find the gift. And usually, I mean, I talked about character. When I talk about the character thing, I go, I don't want character, I want money. But you know, I want character and money. But anyway, that works. But many times the gift is finding the gift. It says, Lord, what are you trying to teach me in the midst of all of this? It's probably going to be stuff like love, empathy, compassion, acceptance, patience, goodness, kindness. What does that sound like? The fruit of the Holy Spirit, doesn't it? So you become more fruity. Anyway. Ask the Lord, what's the gift? So you ask him, Lord, what is the gift? Say, just repeat after me, Lord, what's the gift? Yes. And thank him that there is something of quality emerging in what you're going through. You thank him and you say, Lord, I thank you that something of quality is emerging from this terrible situation. Terrible. Some of us have gone through terrible, terrible stuff. adjust your expectations. Be flexible. And move on and move forward. Allow change. And give the Lord permission to bring change. Lord, I give you permission to bring the change. I give you the permission to bring the change into my life. And for those of you that can't bring yourselves to doing that, I bless you. You're experiencing the appropriate feelings if you're going through something terrible, terrible. Especially if you lost something, lost a loved one or something like that. A relationship, a job. You're going through the appropriate pain. Because if you weren't, there's something wrong with you. When my first brother died in 1991, I went and talked to a friend of mine about it. And I was talking to him and I was kind of joking or something. He said, yeah, he died. And how dumb is that? And whatever, because something happened. It was an accident. And I was just kind of joking. And my friend just kind of looked at me, just kind of astonished. And he said, how can you laugh? Your brother just died. I was in shock, really. I had gone into complete denial. I was in denial at that point. So I was laughing, kind of, was not appropriate. It didn't match the crisis. If you're going through it and if you're miserable because of a crisis, your feelings are matching the crisis. That's normal. And you're going to get through it. And God's holding you in His hand. You know, a crucible, they use a crucible like a container to melt gold. And that crucible gets really, really hot. The gold melts. And all the impurities, they float to the top. But one of the things the Lord showed me about that is that the gold is now unstable. There it is, just quivering in this crucible, unstable. It can spill all over the place. And that's what it feels like when you're going through something terrible, unstable. And the Lord is saying, I'm holding you right here in the palm of my hand. And I'm not going to let you slosh out. I'm not going to let you fall apart. I'm not going to let you drop. I'm holding on. I'm holding on. You poor thing. I feel terrible that you're going through this. My poor baby. I'm not going to let you be destroyed. Crucible of love. So if you're going through something, I say receive and ask prayer. Don't be afraid to keep asking for prayer. And as time goes on, the waters get calm a little bit, then you're going to be able to say, Lord, what's the gift in all of this? And when you can do that, you know that you're coming out of it. You're being healed. You're moving on. I'm going to pray for you. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for each person here in this room. For whatever crisis, whatever transition, whatever change they're going through right now. And I ask that you would just visit them with your loving kindness and that you would touch them right where they're at. If they're going through frustration, disappointment, anxiety, shame, fear. If they feel like they don't fit in with everybody else's partying because they're unhappy, just meet them right there where they're at. I thank you, Lord, for the gift, the gifts that you're giving to each person in this room. I thank you, Lord, that you're visiting them with awesome gifts. I ask, Lord, for revelation and understanding right now, that they can see the beauty of what you have for them. I thank you, Lord, that you are enhancing them. You're not taking anything away. I thank you, Father, that you're removing the husk. And you're bringing fire. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your healing grace. Thank you, Father, for bringing perspective. Thank you for bringing perspective to each one. Thank you for bringing an explanation. Father, I lift up the dreams. Any broken dreams that people here have here, broken dreams, put them in your hands, and we just thank you, Lord, that you're going to keep them safe. Bless. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I have a little treat for you. And you know, I like to go out and stop the clock, stop the noise, whatever it is. I like to go out, you know, go out hiking. And a lot of times I like to go out to the ocean. And then that's where the Lord gives me perspective for what I'm going through. That's when he can speak into my heart and tell me, this is, I love you so much and I care for you and I'm watching over you. I'm holding you. So I go out there into the quiet. So I like to go out to Point Reyes a lot, Point Reyes National Seashore. And I like to go to these places where there's not a soul. And you're going to see there's not a soul in these pictures because there was no one around, really. So I just kind of photographed these things with my little point and shoot, and I added some words that the Lord is speaking. There's some flute music and stuff. And I just want you to read the words, and I want you to soak, and I want you to receive. All right? And then so they're going to work on it right now a little bit. Prepare it. Prepare the lighting. I guess you're going to lower the lighting here. And like, could you like restart it?
Yours is more than mortal.
Just let that play through. No, go back. Go back. And let that play through for about 45 seconds.
Every word you speak is full of grace. My heart overflows with noble words. To thy King I must speak the song I have made. My tongue as nimble as the pen of a scribe. You are the fairest of the children of men, and graciousness is poured upon your lips, because God has blessed you forevermore. Yours is more than mortal beauty.
Yours is more than mortal.
That concludes the talk. So I would like some people, some volunteers, to come on up from Kingdom Training and also from the prophetic teams. If you could come on up if you want to pray for people and minister encouraging words. Let's do it now. Enough. No. Come on up, please. Some of you, come on up. Stand up here. Line up. Have some of the leaders come on up. And what we're going to do, there's going to be like a little rule here, and that is that this isn't going to be like a counseling session or anything like that. It's not going to be one of these, you know, where we go on. As I was walking down the Olympic Road, we're not going to be doing that. What they're going to be doing, the team here is going to be doing, is you're just going to give them a word. They're going to come up, no questions asked, no words spoken, and they're going to just prophesy over you and just give you an encouraging word, a blessing. And what they're going to do is they're going to see if they can discern the gift in the midst of where you're at. All right, and give you that word and bless you with that. All right, that's it. Thanks.
Six, oh.